At least six gay American couples are exchanging wedding vows on Valentine's Day in British Columbia and Ontario. Their marriages are not legally recognized in the United States, but the legal atmosphere here may be changing. Scores of gay couples got married this week in San Francisco, where city officials publicly flouted and berated state law. Two groups have gone into court to gain an injunction against those marriages. And, of course, the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court has ruled that marriage is a right that must include gays. The prospect of a man marrying a man or a woman marrying a woman has made headlines and mobilized interest groups. But are American gays a pro-marriage monolith? Or are there gay men and lesbians who won't be picking out wedding silver even if they have the chance? We're joined now by Judy Weeder, editorial director of The Advocate and Allison Books, among other publications. She's in her offices in New York. Ms. Weeder, thanks very much for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
And Dan Savage, author and editor of the advice column Savage Love, is at the studios of the CBC in Toronto. Mr. Savage, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And let me begin by addressing a question to both of you. Ms. Weeder first, maybe then Mr. Savage. In your experience and the way you take the temperature of the gay community, are a lot of American gays eager to be married? Is there going to be a rush on courthouses if, in fact, gay marriage is legalized?
Well, yeah, I think so. We get an awful lot of feedback at the magazines that would lead me to believe that I think that a lot of people would want to do this.
Mr. Savage?
I think that it's a little overstated. Of course, the thing you're told by society you can't have often becomes the thing you desire most, and then the minute it's offered to you, you start having your second thoughts. One of the lessons I've seen in Canada after gay marriage was legalized in two provinces was that a lot of gay and lesbian couples didn't rush off to the altar because they don't necessarily want to make it official or want to be married. So I don't believe that, I don't even think a majority of gay and lesbian couples will marry if marriage is available to us.
Obviously, over the past few weeks and in a sense over the past few centuries, we've heard arguments from straight people against marriage for gay people. But there are gays who don't embrace marriage for a series of reasons, personal and sometimes even ideological, aren't there?
Absolutely. And the thing about all of this is, of course, it's divided within the community, without the community. This is really not a matter of do you want to get married or not. That would be very narcissistic. It's like, do you want to go in the military or not? Whether I want to go into the military or not is really not the issue. It's about equal rights. And there might be tons of people in San Francisco or Massachusetts, wherever it's going to start to happen, that will not get married. I could be one of them. That's not the point. The point is that you
lefties.
Have to have the right.
There are some, hardcore gay lefties who not only believe that gay marriage shouldn't be legal, that they don't think any gay people who are, good gay people, the right kind of gay people, should want to get married. There are gay people out there who believe that that is the function of the gay rights movement, to create a new way of living and a new way of having sex and a new way of functioning in the world and not embracing heteronormative models and all this hoo-ha. And they're out there sort of publicly rooting for gay marriage to fail because they don't want other gay people to make a choice that they disapprove of, which is, shockingly like the religious right, actually. When you get on the hardcore gay left, you get the same sort of, wanting to boss people around that you see on the far right in the United States.
Let me ask you both what feeling you might have for why this issue seems to have crested at the moment. Is it fortuitous from your point of view set of circumstances? Has something else been driving it? Has there been an organization effort that brings it to fruition now?
There was a lot of movement on this issue that didn't come from the national gay and lesbian organizations. Gay and lesbian couples in Hawaii and Vermont and Massachusetts and in Canada sued because this really spoke to what they believed love was supposed to be about and forced this issue onto the national agenda. Personally, I know that my boyfriend and I can barely watch this gay marriage be discussed on the news because it's so demoralizing.
Demoralizing in what sense?
Well, just hearing your relationship disparaged by people who don't know you, who don't know what your relationship is about, and hear it held up as this threat to other people's relationships. It's just so, after a while, you can only roll your eyes and laugh it off for so long before you want to, deck Gary Bauer.
Yeah, but there's other things in other places that it's being discussed, I believe, Dan. And in those places, it's also giving out another kind of message and making people familiar who you know, just haven't been. And in those places, it is good. Talking about it, bringing it out is just never a really bad thing. We cannot control the timing. So I'm with you. I sort of like cringe and think, oh my God, what's going to happen to us? But at the same time, it's also miraculous. And it is stirring things up. And we are a conversation. And something about that, I have some hope.
Ms. Weider, Mr. Savage, what do you say to gay couples who, if they want to get married, there are some ways of doing it now, aren't there?
No. There are not.
Well, I mean, this weekend you could conceivably fly to San Francisco.
Well, you can get it. You can get married, yeah, and have a marriage that's not recognized anywhere. But gay people have been doing that for 30 and 40 years, going to the Metropolitan Community Churches, which started marrying gay people in the early 70s.
Right.
Reform Judaism will marry gay people. They're just not legally recognized. Mm-hmm. You know, and my partner and I have always joked because everyone we know who has a big fake gay wedding breaks up. And everyone who makes a big, hairy public spectacle of their relationship seems to be inviting trouble.
Right.
That applies to straight people, too. You would think that, you know, everybody acknowledges that marriage makes straight people miserable. If you don't like gay people, you should want us to get married. Why should only straight people suffer?
Yes, it's definitely an equal opportunity misery or joy. But no, we cannot, you know, get married today and have that stick or be legal. And so, you know, it wouldn't be something that a lot of people want to do.
The president recently said, so, you know, why don't you just go to lawyers and draw up, you know, legal documents that make each other your inheritors and powers of attorney, that there's ways to sort of walk through a maze at a lawyer's office at a great expense and accomplish in a tiny way what Britney Spears had for 55 hours in Vegas, no questions asked. But all of those things can be challenged by your family, if you have a hostile family, as many gays and lesbians do.
Yeah, it's way too complicated, and none of that would be going on. You know, most of that would not be going on if they were just married, legally married.
You know, whatever you feel about gay or lesbian relationships, they're a fact on the ground, and there has to be some something carved out for us that protects our relationships because they're worthy and they're good. And straight people can't say, you know, 30 years ago, oh, gay people are a threat to the family because they're so hedonistic and they don't settle down and they wear appalling outfits in public. And then the minute we decide, some of us decide we want to settle down, oh, you can't settle down, that's a threat to the family. You can't have it every which way on this issue.
Right.
Well, I want to thank you both very much for being with us. Judy Weider, editorial director of The Advocate and Out Magazines, along with Allison Publications, thanks very much.
Oh, yes, thank you.
And Dan Savage, author and editor of the advice column, Savage Love, speaking from Toronto, thank you.
Thank you.